Are these extraordinary men? Extraordinary athletes, yes. But like you and I, life hands them the same lessons in pain, loss, and triumph. The game provides a window into the human spirit, and it's that spirit that connects us all. Every day is a new opportunity for success, just waiting to be written.
Welcome to Eagles Unscripted. I'm Scott Graham. What you're seeing here is the entrance of Brian Dawkins one more time at Lincoln Financial Field last weekend. He was in town to have his number retired. He, of course, will long be remembered as one of the greatest Philadelphia Eagles and certainly one of the most beloved here in the city of Philadelphia. When all was done, we got an opportunity to have him stop by here to have a chat.
Thank you one last time, Eagles fans, Eagles Nation, Bird Gang, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, doggone it.
I've got to imagine more than anything else, at the end of the weekend that you just had, with all of the emotion, all the appointments, you got to be at least a little bit tired right now.
Well, I'm a lot of bit tired. I wouldn't say a little bit. I'm a lot of bit tired. Just trying my best to take it all in. Even in the haze of feeling like it was almost a dream to be going through it. But, absolutely fatigued, to say the least.
There were so many parts, and there's parts that people are going to remember for a long time, including seeing you coming out with the team again, including you being out there at halftime. What was the part that you think is going to stay with you the longest?
I think the thing that will stay with me the longest is the surprise of having my number and a picture of me in the stadium forever. Everything was great. Everything was wonderful, but that surprise will stick with me.
You talked about going into it that you weren't sure if it was going to be the emotional side and the tears were going to come, or whether it was going to be the fired up side that was going to come out. Was it a little bit of both?
No, it was the fired up side because of the introduction. It's just like I can equate it a little bit to a preseason game. You get all juiced up to play three plays, and then you have to come out. But you're still amped up and revved up because you've had to get your body prepared. So everything leading up to that, going out of the tunnel, it was almost like preparing for game day. I came down the same road that I usually take, went to the same parking lot I usually take, and came out of the same tunnel that I've come out for so many years. And to get those juices going, you just can't. Those things just don't come back down on their own just that quick.
A lot of people will watch what happened last weekend, and they know that you're an Eagle. You are, you were, you always will be an Eagle, and yet you weren't. How surprising was it to you when you left here?
It was very surprising. There was nothing in me that said I was going into anywhere. I was going to be in Philadelphia forever. I was going to be the one of the lucky few that in the era of free agency to be able to stay with one team. That didn't happen. And, as much as that hurt, and it really did, as much as that hurt to do that, to move on and to play for another team, I knew that as far as the fans are concerned, as far as my teammates are concerned, I will always be a Philadelphia Eagle. But at the same time, leaving there, I had to be what I needed to be for the Denver Broncos. When they brought me there, they were expecting specific things from me. And I had to go there and earn the respect of my teammates. I can't earn the respect of my teammates there by thinking, oh, we're constantly thinking about what was going on here or what was happening or what didn't happen here. I had to, as quick as I could, flip the page emotionally, physically, and spiritually and all those things to be able to go out and give my teammates in Denver, the fans of Denver, the coaches in Denver, what they deserve. And that's the best that Brian Dawkins could give.
Pick it up. Give us some love. There it is. This defense, all week long you've had to hear you got to stop the most exciting player in the NFL, Michael Vick. How in the world did this defense do it?
First of all, hallelujah! And then, I tell you what, I'm going to give all the credit to Michael Vick. We give him a much respect, but nobody respected us as a defense. Give me some respect right now.
Show them the love, Philadelphia.
Your group had a lot of success, tremendous amount of success. And The only thing that ended up missing was the Super Bowl victory. At the same time, there was a level of excellence that was established, and people got to a point where they were looking at the Philadelphia Eagles each year as expected to be there. This is an expected Super Bowl contender year after year. That was something kind of new. Did you guys have a feel for that coming? There had to be a tremendous amount of pride, right?
Tremendous amount of pride. When we walked into training camp, we expected to be in the playoffs. Not because we supposed to be there, but because we're going to earn our way there by working our behind off in offseason, by preparing ourselves in preseason. And that when we take the field, whatever happens during that year, peaks and flows and all those things, we're going to be where we need to be because we're going to continue to stay together. We're going to continue to play for one another. We're going to continue to give an all-out effort type of thing. So nobody outside of the locker room can put more pressure on us than we were already putting on one another because we expected to be there because of our hard work.
Vic looking right, now looking left. He is firing over the middle, and it is caught. And then taking the hit over the middle is Crumpler, and he is getting up very slowly as he ran into Brian Dawkins.
And Dawkins doesn't get over in time enough to pick the football, but what he can do is level a pop. And boy, he does.
When people look back at old film, and someday the film of your stuff is going to be old. Yeah. Not yet, but it is going to be someday. They're going to be taken aback, I think, by the intensity with which you played the game, and also the fact that some of the greatest hits, I mean, some just terrific hits that have been saved on film forever. When you